Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, November 26th. 2024. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning. A chilly morning. Ooh,
that is Hulk. It chilly or cold?
It's cold. Yeah. Bump that chilly. Yeah.
That was great to say.
Bump that chilly. It's cold out there.
Now, has Milwaukee reached the disrespectful cold yet? Because, you know, I lived in Milwaukee for 22 years.
Nah. It's kind of just that first taste. Like, you know, it'll hit you and you ain't quite ready for it. You think you are because you had a couple of cooler nights, but it ain't disrespectful yet. We know what disrespect feels like.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you walk outside and that just be whoopsh, whoopsh,
yeah.
Whoopsh.
Nah, it ain't
that disrespectful cold that just bites you in the face.
Nah. It's just...
Not yet?
Nah, it's just a combination of it being really early in the morning and it's still dark and that type of cold. But it wasn't just that disrespectful cold yet.
Is it just me, Telly? But, you know, we go through daylight savings time every year.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I feel like this year, it gets dark at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yes, it does seem like the earliest, yes.
What is happening?
I'm not sure, man. That is a great observation, and I'm glad that I wasn't by myself thinking that as well, because it'll be like you said, it'll be like 3:30 in the afternoon, and you already turning on your porch light. And I'm like, man, what is up? Like, for real.
You ready for this? Yeah. This is first. It's a combination of me knowing that I'm getting older, as well as this daylight savings times got your girl all messed up.
Yeah.
Ask me what time I made my dinner last night.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting old. Yeah,
I was about to say, you ain't have no dinner during lunch hours and then have some Jello at the end, did you?
I might as well have. So yesterday, I guest hosted for the Tori Lowe show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Tori Lowe ends at 4 o'clock. What the foe, Tori Lowe?
Yeah, that's right.
It's 4 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, it's starting to get dark outside. Let me get dinner. Let me get dinner prepared. I sound like Laura from Little House on the Prairie. Ma, is it time to get supper? Why did I eat dinner yesterday, y'all, at 4:39 p.m.?
Oh, wow.
I lay on the couch, and I start to watch those Lifetime Christmas movies. So I was watching... There's like a series with Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child. It's called Merry Little Christmas.
Oh,
and they've
boy.
Got, it's like a trilogy. I watched that. Y'all, I was in the bed. No, I slept on the couch and I went to bed at like maybe 2. But I ate dinner at 4:39 because of the, it looked like it was dinner time outside. I'm getting old, man.
It was nighttime. Then you look up, it's 6:30. You be like, man. But every night around 6:30, it feels like it's 9:30, though. Like, for real.
Look, my parents don't even eat dinner at 4:30.
What time they eat?
5:30. They usually eat dinner, I would say, around 5:30, 6.
Yeah.
However, you know, like, my dad gets so frustrated. If I call him, you know, we don't be keeping up with the time of day when we busy. Yesterday was, you know, this is Thanksgiving week, so it's been a light week this week. So if I call my parents' house by mistake between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, my dad, Joe's Bar, Joe speaking, like, he'll be funny because he's like, you calling during. Yeah, he'll be funny. Like, Joe's Bar, this is Joe. How can I help you? I'm like, my bad. It's dinner time. I'll call back. But yeah. Ooh. So it's Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us will be getting ready to travel tomorrow. Now, Telly, when are you and your family heading to East St. Louis?
If not, we're still up in the air. It's either going to be either later on this evening or tomorrow morning, but one of the two. One of the things I was going to tell you about even before we started the show, don't you hate those reports that every year,
yes,
this is going to,
yes,
be,
I don't even know the question, the, yes,
yeah, the busiest, the busiest travel season. And then they said, this year, I'm looking at it now, 1.3 million more than last year. How? Like, where do you get that number from? Like, so all of a sudden, 1.3 million people, more people, realize it's Thanksgiving? Or want to spend time with their family all of a sudden? How do you have 1.3 million more drivers this year?
They do that. You're right. The news, like, they will
year.
Do that. Look, now it's they. Look, that's your kid. Like, you know, you're right.
Every year. It's the busiest it's ever been. They're going to set records this year. And man, look, just set some records on them gas prices for the people that's driving.
You were in my head. I was just about to say, can you make some records?
Yeah.
Can you create some record pricing with gas?
Right.
I think, let me see. So I filled up my tank because I don't need to put gas in my car a lot because I'm not barely home. It was what, $3.17 a gallon?
Yeah.
Look at your face.
What? No, look. No, it's actually cheaper now. It's actually cheaper now. I want to say it was in the twos the last time I checked. But,
okay.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. But, yeah, they kill me. 1.7 million more drivers on the road this year. So, yeah. That's
maybe crazy. There were a lot of babies that were made during. Maybe they're counting the newborns that, you know, anybody who's been born between Thanksgiving of 2023 up until this week will be factored in that number.
That is crazy to me.
Speaking of children and childish behavior, here's the thing, Telly. I don't want to make this a topic that we discuss, but I just had to bring it up. Drake. Did you hear about Drake suing the record label that just released Kendrick Lamar's new album?
No.
Look at your face.
No. That one got past me.
So here's the thing. I love Drake. And Drake will always, in terms of my opinion, he will go down as one of the greatest hip hop artists of all time. Okay? I mean, that's just, a lot of people would agree. But I also do know that his reputation of being very sensitive and at times being regarded as petty. Now, look, I'm not privy to the record business, the recording business, the recording music business. I'm not privy to that. But apparently, Drake's legal team filed a lawsuit against Universal Music Group, UMG, which is the record label that just dropped Kendrick Lamar's new album. Now, have you heard Kendrick Lamar's new album?
I have not.
Ricky, have you?
Yes, I have.
I like DJ it. Thoughts.
I like it. It's a, and I'm not even a Kendrick Lamar fan.
So, Telly, I'm not going to lie to you, brother. It's pretty fire.
It is? Is it better than the last one?
I think so.
It is, in my opinion.
It is, Ricky?
Yeah, I think so.
It is, in my opinion.
Nah, his last one, I liked this last one. And I'm just like you, Ricky. I'm not a huge Kendrick Lamar fan, but, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. So you both are saying that this one is even better.
Yeah, Squabble Up and TV Up is like my top two.
Wow.
So with that being said, Drake has... His record label, or excuse me, his legal team has sued UMG. And basically, and I'm paraphrasing. We'll get into the details maybe. I mean, I'm just giving this to y'all as FYI, because I'm like, wow. Drake's legal team feels as though the Universal Music Group purposely dropped They Not Like Us to help create this like division between Kendrick Lamar and Drake, thus impacting Drake's record sales in order to make more money from Kendrick. And so they were saying, like, Drake's legal team is basically accusing Universal Music Group. He's not suing Kendrick Lamar, but the actual record label, accusing them of purposely convincing people to hate Drake and like Kendrick Lamar and buy more of his records than Drake. I'm not making this up.
So why we can't talk about this? I think we got time today, DT.
We got time today?
We got time today. No, like, wow.
Because,
I mean, yeah.
No, go ahead. Here's the only thing I'm going to say, Telly, because I definitely want to get your reaction. Drake is known for being petty. Like, he's even had verses in some of his songs where, you know, he talks about going back to his school, high school reunion, and making everybody go through security. I mean, he even knows that he's petty. And so in the history of beef in hip-hop music, we've had some of the most, like, notable beefs. What was it? Kool Moe Dee and Big Daddy Kane, Nas, Jay-Z, Nas, Tupac. Give me some more. What are some other notable beefs?
I mean, well, there's been, of course, Tupac, plenty. Biggie. Yeah, there's been a ton of them. Yeah.
I have never in the history of being a hip hop junkie heard about another rap artist suing another rap artist label, accusing them of allegedly giving that artist more attention in order to make the other artist sell less records. Like, I
real quickly, DT, I got two observations or two thoughts about it. Number one, if you had won the so-called beef, I don't think you'd be trying to sue Kendrick Lamar's record label, number one. Number two, from my understanding, because basically I say 98% of the time, I didn't understand the beef at all. I was just like, what? Like, why are they beef? I didn't get it. But at the end of the day, I know it put a lot of money in both of their pockets. And
okay. And
if this is another way to kind of juice the money, and you're not taking it from Kendrick, you're taking it from his record label, then that's one thing. But as you gave the disclaimer before you even started, Drake has a propensity to be petty. So I don't think it's about the money. I think it's more or less just still, you know, being himself. He's being who he is.
He's definitely. So if we're going to talk about this, so Telly,
let's come back and talk about it. Yeah.
We're going to talk about this. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, let me be, because I was just paraphrasing just for the fact that I thought we were just going to banter about this. But okay, let's talk about it. So rap artist Drake filed a lawsuit yesterday alleging that the Universal Music Group, also known as UMG, falsely pumped up the popularity on Spotify and other streaming services of Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. Now, if you have not heard Not Like Us, you must be living under a rock. So I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
But the song, it came for Drake. And it created a pretty significant like feud between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Now, the petition in New York was filed by Drake's company, Frozen Moments LLC. And in this suit, it demands the preservation and divulgence of information that might be evidence in a potential lawsuit against UMG, which again is the distributor for the record labels of both Drake and Lamar. UMG obviously responded and said that the filing by Drake is offensive and untrue. And it says that the company launched a campaign to manipulate and saturate the streaming services and airwaves with the song Not Like Us in order to make that song go viral, including using bots and pay-to-play agreements. It also says in the lawsuit that Spotify has a long-standing symbiotic business relationship and alleges that UMG offered special licensing rates to Spotify for the song. Now, I'm going to let that marinate, Telly, because what that basically sounds like to me is radio business. It sounds like record. It sounds like a Tuesday. I don't know. That just might be me, but that sounds like a Tuesday in the radio industry and the record. That's been going on since the beginning of radio. Like, did you not look, Drake? Did you not see Dreamgirls?
Did you not see the Five Heartbeats?
The Five Heartbeats. Did you not see the Temptations? That's what they do. Record labels. Hey. Let me be professional. Dear Drake, record labels.
Oh my gosh.
And radio stations have a partnership.
Yeah.
It's called pay to play.
Yeah.
It's been going on since the beginning of radio. I'm so confused.
After you just put that button on it, maybe we don't need to talk about it anymore, DT. That's just what it is. That's
your
answer
talk
right
about
there.
Because when I look, because you know, at first I gave y'all the black version. I was like, yeah, so you know, Drake, he tripping, he mad, right. He in his feelings.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
he sued Kendrick's record label company because he got mad because you know. But Telly was like, no, let's talk about it. I said, okay, well let me professional.
Yeah.
In other news, yesterday Drake filed a lawsuit, but after you hear why,
it's time to matter. Yeah. Yeah. In other news.
Right. So we come back from our break. Because look, nobody cares. 833. Right.
At the end of the day, like, you look, mad because, no. Like, stop, man.
Everybody's like, Drake, honey. Yeah. And on behalf of all light-skinned people, he acting real light-skinned.
And I was trying to, as a darker brother, I was trying to be patient. I'm like, all right, you know, maybe there's some merit here. Ain't no merit. Like, fool,
Drake,
stop being
like,
light-skinning right now. Stop light-skinning.
Tell me you're light-skinned without telling me you're light-skinned, Drake. Like, that was such a light-skin. Hey, man, you sold more records than me. I'm suing you, man. It's not right.
It's not
and
right,
I'm holding
dude.
Everybody accountable.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Drake is signed to UMG.
He is. Yes. That's why he's suing them. He's like, wait a minute. You guys are supposed to be helping us work together and do joint stuff. And you guys divided us up. And now everybody loves Kendrick and nobody loves me anymore. I'm telling you, light skin problems, y'all. We come back. Look at all the light skin listeners. I'm light skin too, y'all. Sometimes we just got to own our stuff.
Right.
He being real red bone right now. That's a red bone lawsuit. Our true talking text line. See, Telly, you couldn't say it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I can't say it.
You know,
I ain't
like,
never been light skinned.
You know, look, white people they're like, why can't we say the N-word? Look, I don't have time to explain, but see, light-skinned people, we could talk about each other like that. So
right.
On behalf of dark people, y'all can't say that. Light-skinned people, just want y'all to know, Drake is being real light-skinned right now. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. We come back here in the state of Wisconsin. If you work from home, You might want to turn your volume up because there's a certain individual by the name of Speaker Robin Voss who basically is trying to make it hard for folks who work from home and basically telling y'all that y'all need to go back to the office. When we come back, we're going to get into this. We're going to hear from Speaker Robin Voss, and we definitely want to get your reaction based on 2025. Are we going back to the office or nah? 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
God knows I am
reincarnated. I'm a stargazer. Life goes on, honey, and all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Okay.
Is that Squabble Up?
Blueprint is by me.
Yeah, DJ, that's Squabble Up.
Yeah, that's Squabble Up. That's
the one. Telly, one of the ones.
Yeah, you got to watch the video, too. The video, it's very, it's synonymous with the They Not Like Us video. I don't know if it's the same director.
Okay.
But nah, Kendrick.
He winning.
He also has a song where he samples a Luther Vandross song.
Yeah, that's another good one with SZA.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another good
that
one.
That song is fire. That's yeah, nice. Telly, go ahead and just, wow. just go on it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Today. Hey, you guys have motivated me to have something new to listen to when I'm working out or traveling. Those are the best times to listen to whole albums.
You will be entertained. And before break, good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for starting your Tuesday off. For many of us, this is our last day at work.
Yes.
We're
going to
be getting ready for Turkey Travel and Turkey Day. Now, before break, and I'm just going to wrap it up on this note. We were talking about Drake, who alleged in a court filing yesterday that Universal Music Group, who is the same record label that Drake and Kendrick Lamar are on, Drake filed a lawsuit against Universal Music Group alleging that UMG launched a campaign to manipulate and saturate the streaming services and airways with the song Not Like Us in order to make that song go viral, including the use of bots and pay-to-play agreements. And what I was sharing with Telly during the break, which is so hilarious to me, because this was simply, and for us that grew up in the 80s and 90s, beef, feuds between rap artists, that's been going on since the beginning of hip hop.
Yeah.
It's just a part of the culture. And so Drake, who, man, his catalog goes on for years. Like you could, like when we would go see Drake at Pfizer Forum, he didn't even perform a third of his songs, yeah, Telly. You feel me? And it was still dope.
Yeah, no, that was a really good concert.
And so this has been Kendrick Lamar's season. And apparently Drake has issues with that. You know, Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. He won a Pulitzer Prize. You know, he's won Grammys. He's got Grammy nominations out the wazoo for this year for February 2025 Grammys. It's his season. And Drake has a problem with that. And Drake needs to get over that.
Yeah.
Because what kills me is in the lawsuit, he's basically like, yeah, in UMG, they fired all the people that were loyal to me in order to make Kendrick more successful. Like, Drake, for real?
Hey, DT, you know, sometimes they're not the same consequences when you're petty. And sometimes you may need to chill. Brother Ahmad Kawi hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, Drake didn't get the message about what happens when you sue the man.
No argument here, Ahmad.
And then he put Diddy LOL. Like, yeah, I mean, sometimes you could think that even if you think you're right, because based off of, you know, the information that Diddy had put out there about De Leon and the whole thing with the liquor, he felt like he was right. And so he was trying to fight for what he thought was right. But again, what you like, so basically pick your battles. Pick your battles. Like, is this what you really want to do?
Like, what are you trying to gain from this? So what, everything that you filed in the petition, this lawsuit that alleges that UMG did this and did that, it sounds like UMG was doing what any other record label or record distributor does.
Yeah.
So then that means every artist should just start suing the record labels that have the same artist that they're in a feud or a battle with, like Drake. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Drake don't need the money. Well, let me not say that because I don't know his pockets, but
well,
Drake has had a very successful career.
He just lost $300,000 for that Mike Tyson fight. So he clearly got money to blow.
You know what I'm saying? $300,000. Yeah. Good morning, Pat. Thank you for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, family. DT, I'm going to miss you, honey. Congratulations on all your endeavors. I just wanted to say that I think Drake should take a page out of P. Diddy's book, because when he started to sue De Leon, all the secrets came out. So I'm kind of glad that most of these celebrities are getting to the point where their ego is overshadowing their good sense, and some of the secrets that is plaguing our community is able to come out. And the last thing I'm going to say is maybe they should just open the containers. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Pat. You have a great day as well. Man, I agree with Pat. Like, y'all going to quit waking up in the morning and getting too ambitious with these lawsuits?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah. What are you trying to gain?
And again, like, you end up, you know, losing more than what you're going to potentially gain. And like you said, with these record labels, like, if you're making money, yeah, that's cool. But they're always trying to figure out how can we make more money. And that beef generated a lot of money, even though it was, in my opinion, made up. I still don't know what the beef was over, but I mean, like, I know Kendrick said one line saying it's no big three, it's just big me, or it's just me, and then everybody flipped out. And so, but regardless of how diluted I thought the beef was, it generated a lot of interest, and a lot of people were talking about it. And what else is going to drive sales and streams if people are talking about it? Like, if they're not talking about it, they're not buying it.
Exactly.
So the record label knew what
they were doing. This goes back to, remember the beef between the East Coast and the West Coast? It was like Biggie versus Tupac, East Coast versus West Coast, Bad Boy Records versus Death Row Records. And, you know, it was all fun and games until people started dying.
Right.
And then the hip-hop community said, whoa, we got to take a step back here, and we got to hold these record labels accountable. Because Death Row Records was distributed, if I'm not mistaken, the parent company was Interscope Records. Because when Dr. Dre decided to leave Death Row, he created Aftermath. Mm-hmm. But Interscope was the parent company. And for Bad Boy, we all know the parent company was Clive Davis, Arista. These are two white executives that were thinking, look, I don't care about the perpetuation of violence in this community. Yeah. I don't. I care about making money. And so we allowed record label companies to perpetuate this like beef. But then when it became violent, remember the song Self-Destruction? That was more about the gang violence that was taking place. But then, you know, once Biggie died and then Tupac died, a lot of people were like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was like, hey, time out. Whoa, I'm not going out like this. So I say all this to say beef in hip hop originally was healthy. I'll never forget the first time that I heard the song The Real Roxanne between Roxanne Shanté and this other new artist who had, you know, I guess UFG and Shanté broke up, and then they hired this other girl. See, hip hop junkies, y'all, help me out here. I know y'all out there listening. We're not new to beef in hip hop music.
Right.
It's when it turns into the violence where it gets problematic for us. But again, these record label companies like Drake, somebody needs to sit your Canadian red bone tail down and remind you how this goes.
Yeah. Because also think about those beefs, DT. None of it appeared on the grandest of stage or the mainstream stages in terms of Grammys or things like that. You would always see these beefs playing out at the Soul Train Award or the BET Awards or the Vibe
or the Source Awards.
Or the Source Awards. Yeah. When the I can't remember the awards when Snoop went to the East Coast and he was like, y'all ain't got no love for
that was the Source Awards.
That was the Source. Yeah.
That was the Source Awards. And
look, all of this is playing out on basically black platforms. So, but you got, like you said, the parent companies are run by two white executives, and they don't care what's going on because this is generating money and this is generating interest.
And Drake, you're going to lose this lawsuit. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but come on now.
Just drop it. Just drop it. Yeah.
And it's not a good look for you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Martin. Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
I'm like on a low right now, and I need y'all because you two are my strength. We started this show together when we took on that problem at that school, and we handled that. I need you right now. I need you more than ever. The community listening to this line, John Chisholm is a pedophile. He slept with my daughter. I got the receipts. I sent it to the phone line. He crossed the line. My daughter's 19 years old. That man is 61 years old. I turned 51 today. And for that man to do that, and they just brought down the public defender, and all that stuff is affiliated with John Chisholm and the Covenant. I've been on them for 6 years here in Milwaukee, from Super, a.k.a. Keith Posley, to J.C., John Chisholm. Okay? I sent it to the line. You were here. That's how they speak in code. They wear headsets. They're big-time pedophiles. What they uncovered is just scratching the surface of what's going to go down in Milwaukee. For that man to do that to my daughter on my born day, DT, it ain't right. I got receipts. I got hella receipts. And I'm sending a message to everybody in the community. Talk to your kids that go to NPS because they've been touched. And the teachers ain't right. I dated 7 of them, and they all selling themselves. And they all forced into prostitution. I got to go, but I sent y'all the receipt. I love you. I'm going to be strong, but I'm so weak right now.
Well, Martin, first and foremost, we hear you. We appreciate you having the courage to use this platform. And we hear you. So let's continue. And sometimes people just need to just get things off their chest. So
yeah. And we understand and
we understand that.
Yeah, Martin, we wish you the best with everything, and we definitely will be there for you, and hopefully things work out in your favor. But DT, going back to like we were talking about with these beefs and these record labels just creating these things. And at the end of the day, it's a business, and the business generates money. It's not a nonprofit business. It is a business. And so they're going to do whatever they can do to profit the most.
And Stacy on our True Talk and text line says, good morning, y'all. Kendrick is red from 5 heartbeats. Drake is the dude that said, I need to talk to you now. And Kendrick said, my office hours.
That's funny.
Stacy, I'm weak. She said that Kendrick is red from the 5 heartbeats.
Oh, man.
That is.
Drake losing all areas versus Lamar. Yeah, right now, like sometimes you just gotta lick your wounds. And that's the thing about today's age with social media and everything, man, if you just be quiet for a little while and go, you know, just go in the other room, people go forget about it. Ain't nobody still talking about, man, you know Kendrick got Drake in that beef. Ain't nobody talking about that no more. Like, nobody. Why are you even bringing it up?
When we come back for break, speaking of why we bringing it up, we gonna move on to Speaker Robin Voss. But I do, to tell you to your point, Drake, if you would just be quiet, just let it, like Michael Jackson said, just let it sizzle. And then you come back in 2026 or 2027 and kill it all over again. That's what you do in hip hop beef.
Yeah.
Come on, Drake, understand the rules of engagement. But anywho, when we come back, we've got a new development to share with you regarding the work week schedule. Now, traditional work weeks begin Monday, they end Friday. And since the pandemic, a lot of us have been working remote. Well, the Speaker of the House, Robin Voss in Wisconsin, up there in Madison, has some updates for you. So stay locked in. We're going to share that with you when we come back. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member, FDIC.
And Truth Nation, everyone's favorite holiday tradition, Black Nativity by Langston Hughes, returns for its 9th annual musical production celebrating the power of the Black family. It runs for 1 weekend only from December 5th through the 8th at the Marcus Center's Wilson Theater. So tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Wednesday, tomorrow, as we will be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Black Nativity on every show. Yes, every show will be giving away a pair of tickets to see Black Nativity on Wednesday. So to purchase tickets, you can also visit blackartsmke.org. Again, to purchase tickets to see Black Nativity, visit blackartsmke.org. Good morning. Good morning again, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, November 26th. We are 1 day away from Thanksgiving Eve. Telly, do you smell the turkey?
You smell what the rock is cooking. Yes, man. It's exciting times, man, because I remember weeks, DT, well, years where I would stop eating a couple days beforehand. I'm like, look, I want to be as hungry as possible because I want to eat as much as I can.
Right. That's a good process. For me, I'm not that disciplined. I'm like, I'm ready to eat. Didn't you just eat, Denise? And I'm ready to eat. I don't know. I have always been hungry.
Just, you ain't saying like a particular time. You said this is your life.
Oh, God, you got me smarting. I didn't realize how I said it like that.
I was like, is she talking about this week or her whole 48 years? Like, she's just been hungry.
My whole 48 years. I didn't realize how it sounded when I said it. Because I'm looking for some support from you. And then you're like, wait a minute. Do you mean like now or like? Yes, Telly. I've always been hungry my whole life. From May 16th on to today, I stay hungry. I can eat all that. Like, I don't, here's the thing. I don't recall a time where someone asked me, hey man, my stomach is, you hungry? Yes. Like, I'm that friend.
You've never declined.
Never. I have never declined because even, you know, because I've always struggled with my weight. I've been very public about that. I've struggled with my weight my entire life. And the majority of my life, I've been overweight. And so I'm an emotional eater. So whether I'm stressed or anxious or whatever, I'm eating. So this has been a journey for me in terms of my health and wellness journey. But even now, like I'm hungry right now, Telly. If you said, hey, you want to go to, I'm just trying to think.
A donut shop. What's that?
See, now why you go there? Why you bring up donuts? That's my weakness. Really, Telly? Now you're being messy. Now you're being messy because I wasn't even thinking about. Now I'm thinking about donuts. Anywho, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Now, in our capital, up the road in Madison, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who is, and I mean super, super, super-duper right conservative Republican, says that he plans to propose a requirement that all state employees, so if you are employed by the state of Wisconsin, he is proposing that you take yo behind back to the office beginning in January as part of budget negotiations. So during the month of January, they're going to be negotiating the budget. Part of that is going to be requiring people to go back to the office. Now, don't take my word for it, Telly. Let's hear from GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who recently sat down on the show Up Front to talk about what he plans to propose for state employees next year.
I think it was some employees hadn't been in the office in months and months.
State employees.
State employees.
About?
Yeah, state employees. That's really an embarrassment.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss exclusively on Up Front.
You want to force them back into the office?
I would love to be able to say people have to be back in the office at least 3 or 4 days a week. I think we need to look at how state government functions. And one of the reasons that we have not had the services we want to deliver is because a lot of employees aren't working or they're working only from home and not doing it very well with little supervision.
The state.
Yeah. The last thing he said, DT, that was the main thing. No supervision. That's the problem. It's not they aren't getting the job done. It's they can't see what they're doing. That's the thing.
Control and power. And Jasmine says on our YouTube message board, man, I'm glad I'm not a state employee. He sounds bitter. When we come back, we're going to further yes. dissect this proposal that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss out of Madison is going to be proposing as part of budget negotiations in January. He is proposing that all state employees go back to work at least 3 to 4 times a week. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth.
Control.
Truth be told with DT and Telly. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. If you are listening to, man, Ricky came back with the, Roman I feel like I have to drop it like it's hot. Okay, if this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them
multiply. Yeah, Ricky, keep coming back from break. I like these samples, man. I'm getting more and more fired up. I might start downloading it now.
Told you this album fire.
And shout out to Universal Music Group. Despite the lawsuit, the petty, do they have like what they call petty? Yeah, they do. Like if you're suing someone and it's like under $500, isn't it called like a petty lawsuit or
yeah,
a petty case?
Yeah, those are the court cases you see on TV. like the
Drake needs to be on Judge Judy or who's left. That's where Drake should take that.
Yeah, I don't even know who's left with them shows anymore. But yeah, you're right. They should have a Petty Awards. I mean, like have a trophy.
Drake is so petty, man. I know I keep going back to it, but in the meantime, definitely check out Kendrick Lamar's new album. And I know that's going to be on heavy rotation over the Thanksgiving holiday, which again is genius move. UMG, they are definitely playing chess because the album just dropped. It's going to be rotating significantly through the holiday season. And then mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar performs halftime mm-hmm. in February. Genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Actually, it's not genius. It's called standard operating procedures for a for-profit business. You know, that's not even genius. That's just what we do. So, Drake, speaking of Speaker Robin Voss plans to propose a requirement that all Wisconsin State employees return to the office as part of budget negotiations that will kick off in January. So according to Speaker Voss, there are way too many employees that are working from home. Mm-hmm. And there was apparently there was an audit that came out over the summer. And according to Speaker Robin Voss, and I quote, "I think it was some employees hadn't been in the office in months and months. And that's really an embarrassment. So number one, we need to make sure people are actually doing their job."
Just because you don't see them doesn't mean they're not doing their jobs. And if they weren't doing their jobs, I'm sure there would have been something or some sort of gap that would have, you know, alerted you that they're not doing their jobs. I just think that, you know, post-COVID, like we all have had our thoughts and mindset before the pandemic about people that work from home. Either, you know, you're trying to get away with stuff, or you're not going to be as productive, or you're lazy, or whatever, you know, labels or stigma came with working from home. But you've had a whole pandemic and things have changed. So why don't, besides, you know, trying to say, well, we need to go back to the old way and you come to work every day, where maybe you set up different salaries. Okay, if you want to work remote, this would be your salary, this would be your contract, and if you decide to come in. Because you and I were talking before the show, DT, and we are, you know, people that prefer to go into work. But we also know people that are more productive at home. So besides just saying all have to do this or none of you could do that, you know, let's come to a compromise where, you know, you may have more people that are more productive from home.
Well, the Democrats of Wisconsin, including Governor Tony Evers' administration, responded to Speaker Robin Voss, who is a member of the GOP, the Republican Party, with the following clapback, and I quote, this came from Governor Evers' spokesperson, Britt Cutterback. "State workers don't need a lecture in productivity from the guy who led the least active full-time legislator in America during the worst economic crisis in a decade. If the speaker is looking for people who aren't doing work very well, it seems his branch of government would be a great place to start," end quote. Mm. See, Democratic Party, that's why we lost to begin with. That made zero sense. That sounded like somebody said, "Your breath stinks." No, your breath stinks. That's what that was. See, that's why the Democratic Party, that's why y'all need to just have a seat. Because you're not even knowing how to clap back right.
Because while you clap it back, he about to make this proposal and most likely going to get it passed through.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we come back from break in our second hour. We're going to dive into this. Now, I Truth Nation, how do you feel? Because this is the start of what many employers are going to be faced with, because we already know how Elon Musk, who is going to be a cabinet member, more than likely a cabinet member for the Trump administration, overseeing the government efficiency policies. This is a first of many conversations at both the federal level, the executive level, the state level, and the local level. So let's start having this conversation, y'all. It's going to be uncomfortable, but how are we feeling about going back to work? Because don't think that because you're not a state employee, this doesn't impact you.
Right.
There are a number of private and public companies that are discussing right now whether they should mandate employees to come back to work. So let's dive into this. We come back at our second hour. But the Democratic Party, see, this is why y'all's clap back. That was weak. And I'm going to tell you why it was weak when we come back. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, Truth Talking Text Line, 833-212-1017. Don't even know how to clap back right. Lord have mercy. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.